start the next segment. Put them a little chave, my boys buy a chave, so. On the way, minoch sarantir, vachaltir shnei chazot. So that's the normal opening scene. Amalei, b'shuki b'ray avoy. Chazok is no good. I was b'shuki b'ray. I was b'eres merchakim. Let's read the whole Gemara through, then we'll read the Reshba. I was b'eres merchakim. Rashbam says, "Mokim she'ena chazok nishmas." So chazok is no good because I was b'mokim rochek. Like the Mishnah in Lamed Ches. Oh, you believe the hechzik a gol? It's not a good chazok. Amalei, so the machzik said to the Merkama, "Vayisli sadi the kol shosu have you osus losim yomi." I have eidim that once a year you used to come for 30 days. You used to come back home. So then you were not beres mechakin. Amalei, losim yomi b'shukoy havi terinda. Those 30 days that I would come back for the shuk, for the yirid. No, in olden days, the yirid was a big deal. Somewhere in the one, I forget where it is, in which Masechta, one of the Masechtas, the Maram, has a thing that a few, like there's a whole section he doesn't have on. He says he was busy in the Yerid. Anyway, the Yerid used to be a big thing there. Everybody would come to buy and to sell, and so he was busy those 30 days. He would come home for the Yerid, he would come home for the Shuk, and he was told. Amarava. So it came to Rava. Amarava, Avedin is the Kotlasin Yomi Torid Bishukka. It's a good time. That's a plausible time. 30 days, a person could be Taka Torid Bishukka. More than 30 days, not. But 30 days, a person could be Torid Bishukka. Let's see the Rashba. My boy is by Beso. Shakal Yoidim Sheshiliyu. Sheshiliyoyo. In other words, so what I'm saying is he's an established Murakama. What would be if he wasn't an established Murakama? Then the stomach, if he wasn't an established Murakama, then the Machzik Luchar would have a Peshosa. Didn't have to agree that he's the Murakama at all. So he would never say about it. Wondering now. I don't want to get into this because it belongs to the next sugya. But the Shita Sarajbam in the next sugya is that Hapesh also doesn't work without Chazaka. Even if there's no established Murakama, it's only on the Machzik say so. But if the Machzik says that he agrees that he's the Murakama, then and he doesn't have a Chazaka, so the Murakama wins. Similar to the Yesh Mefarshim in the Rif. Hapesh also by live by itself is not enough. You need chazok also. If you don't have chazok, the Murakama can say you lo yishtarvel in chazok, and you lose. So why did the Rashbam have to say over here the case is that there's an established Murakama, and if there wouldn't be an established Murakama, but the machzik is moider that you're moider that I'm the Murakama. So Rashita Rashbam is that once I'm the Murakama, even if it's only by your haidah, there has to be a chazok. And here there's a shayla here. There's not a good chazok because he was beres merchakim. Any of that. Let's file this away. It really belongs to the next segment. Okay, at the point, maybe the Shrangas wants to keep the case simple. So simple, it's an established Murakama. What would be if it wasn't an established Murakama? I am a Sugila Kama. But here it's a simple case that was an established, I'm definitely a Murakama, and you want to be Maxi. So, but you have any Chazoka. You have any Chazoka. Chalti Yishnei Chazoka. So I say, Ano B'shukha B'ray Havi, B'shukha B'ray Havoi, Dr. Ashi, Dr. Ashbam. Beretz mechakim, mokim shein hashor is mitzuyes, v'lo yadati l'kach lo yimachisi. Tram bit pirkim, o yibulu d'vech zek v'golol, ein hachazok asher ima b'medina v'yisem alchus, tav yishor is mitzuyes. comes to the same thing. First Shadnash and Rishbam, that was Mamish Beretz Mechakim. Second Shad is, I wasn't so far away, but it was a Mokim Shenesh Oris Mitzuyas. Chorah comes to the same thing. Aval B'mokim Shenesh Oris Mitzuyas V'lekeh Chayim Le'imotzi Toinochi, but if the Shoris, if it's a Mokim Shenesh Oris Mitzuyas and there's no Chayim, then you can't, doesn't help to say that I was Beretz Mechakim. The Chayim Le'im Epirkin Machzikin V'nixi Berech, that you can be Machzik L'nechosim even if the Merkam is out of town. The Machosh Le'im Befonim, Havi Machol. Because my chosh lay before him is a good macho. He told you, look at that, the sheikh, the kishlani, the kakishli, the kakhli. First of all, my chosh lay before him, have him macho. So the fact that the guy's out of town, and therefore it would have been difficult for him to be mecha, that's out of taina. He can be mecha wherever he is, we make it easy. You don't have to come back to be mecha. And if the guy wants to say, well, maybe I didn't even know about it because I was out of town, it's also not a taina. Just like machosh le b'fonav of having machod, the chaver chaver shle, just like machosh le b'fonav is a good machod, it's because the news travels. The same way the machos nishmas, the chazaka is also nishmas, and therefore he certainly heard about the chazaka. And he could have been, there was no problem with being Meicha. So therefore, the time of Shuki Baroi, you know, Rashbam here is being Meicha a little bit. But the Rashbam is basically saying, the case over here has to be, he's not merely saying I was out of town. Because asking more later in Machzik and Menichse Berech, even if the Merkam is out of town, the Chazok is a good Chazok. Why is the Chazok a good Chazok? Because number one, the Chazok is Nishmas L'Mirochik. Not Mokum Shein HaShor is Mitzuyis, but in the Medina, the Chazok is Nishmas. And the machoz nishmas, so therefore there's no possible objection to the chazaka. So therefore the case of here of Shuki Baroi has to be that he wasn't just out of town. If you just read the word Shuki Baroi, maybe he was just out of town. So Shuki Baroi has to mean eretz merchakim. He was far away. Mokum she'ena chazaka nishmas. Either it was a shascherim where he was very far away. So it's a mokum that there's no shoras mitzuyas and chazaka is not nishmas, and that's why it's not a good chazaka. The Rosh is chalek on the Rishbam. Let's take a look at the Rosh. There's a few things to say in the Rosh, but right now I just want to look at the beginning of the Rosh. It brings the Gemara. Who don't believe the Chavim? My boys, my base. Amalei minochs bantila, b'dori beishnei chazaka. Amalei b'shuki b'roi having. Avoy. Amalei v'isli started kol shana tlos in yom and karosus to shukra. Amalei kol tlos in yom and shukra havi teridno. Lo hayisi yedeya she hayisi dar b'veisi. Kshayisi b'chut sayisi beres mechakim shlo yoyu shoris mitzuyis. Amalei rova avedinish to kol tlos in yom and tarid b'shuki b'lo havi chazaka. What happened with the Markamatani was Medina Rechaiko? Doesn't say that he had ate him that he was Medina Rechaiko. He could learn that's the case, but the Gemara doesn't say. The Gemara says the Markamatani is I was Medina Rechaiko. So why do we believe him? Says the Rosh, Yesh Mevi Im Raya Mikan, that if a the Murakama time is that I was Medina Rechaiko, the Murakama is Nema. That was according to a lot of Yishayim, that was the Gemara of Shechunei Gavoy. right? The Ramban, the Reina Yoina. That was the Gemara before, but the Rosh himself, rather the Gemara of Shkuni Gavai, learns like the Rashbam, that he was Bittabe Bayez HaPnimi. But other Rishayin, the Ramban, Reina Yoina, we already saw by Rechus Derif, they learned that Shkuni Gavai means I was Be'eretz Merchakim, and the Rav Nachman says, Vril Zil Barach Hiloscha. So that's Mamish, this din of the Yesh Mepharshim. That the Marakam is Nemah to say that I was Be'eretz Merchakim. Akapanim, the Rosh says that there are those who want to bring Raya from this Gemara. That you see the Marakam is Nemah to say I was Be'eretz Merchakim. But nearly Shein Raya Mikan. The Rosh is not a Raya. The Efshe Shoya Dova, you do a Shoya B'shuki Baroy. Could be here, it was well known that he was B'shuk HaBaroi. There are Eidim that he was B'shuk HaBaroi. So that's not the Din V'Dvarim in the Sukkiah. The Din V'Dvarim was about the coming back and being Torah B'shuk. But that it was B'shuk HaBaroi, maybe it's established. We know that he was B'shuk HaBaroi. He was seen. And in fact, the Rosh is noted the other way. That the Machzik, you don't have to prove that I was in the Medina. It's up to me to prove that I was out of town. If anything, it's up to me to prove that I was out of town. You don't have to prove that I was in town. That I was in the Medina. Kevin Shezechzik B'Shayfi Shalashonim. No, it's not like the Ramban Rebbeinu Yonah. Kevin Shezechzik B'Shayfi Shalashonim B'Chazok Nishmas Afilu Medina Cheres K'Nemuchuk L'Kamon. Since L'maisi were there for 3 years. And the Chazok is Nishmas L'Mei Rochik. Even if I'm in Medina Rechoik, says the Rosh, the Chazok is Nishmas L'Mokim Rochik K'Nemuchuk L'Kamon. And therefore, Ola Levar Shoyi B'Mokum Shloisim Achalos in Nishmas Imayim Meichem. The problem with being Medina Rechayko is not in the Chazok; it's in the Macho. The Macho is not Nishmas. So when I claim that I was Medina Rechayko, I'm not claiming that the Chazok that I didn't hear the Chazok. I'm claiming that I wasn't able to be Meichem. So the Rosh holds, if the Chisaron would have been that the Chazok is not Nishmas, the Merochay. So then, there could be a mockup to say, Taka, that's up to you to prove. Do you imagine in a way that the Chazokah should be Nishmas to Merochik? Says the Rosh, but it's not true. The Chazokah is Nishmas to Merochik, even in Medina Rechayka, Kirim Muchach Lekamon. So it's Muchach in the Gemara, the Chazokah is Nishmas to Merochik. We'll see in a second where he saw it. We already have this in the past also, in the beginning of the parak. Rather, the problem with being in Medina Rechayka is not the Chazokah. Chazokah travels very far. Other Rishonim say, because the Murakama is interested in checking back the news about what's going on in his home. So he makes it his business, even when he's from the Nirechayka, to inquire what's happening back home with his back home on the farm. So that's Nishmas, even the Meirochik. The problem with being from the Nirechayka is that the Macho is not Nishmas. So when I claim that I'm from the Nirechayka, what I'm really claiming is, not that I didn't hear the Chazokah, but that I wasn't able to be Meicha. Says the Rosh, that's already on me to prove. My inability to be meicha, that I have to prove, that I wasn't able to be meicha. Had it been a chisor in the mitzad, the chazoko, that would be on you to prove. But it's not a chisor in the mitzad, the chazoko. The chazoko is the shemas, the meirochik. It's a problem inside the mecho. The problem inside the mecho, that's already on me to prove. Okay, we're going to come back to this rush, because this is a very important rush in the yonam of, it really relates back to Shkuni Gavoi. But I right now, I just want to focus on the machlekes, there's a machlekes between the Rashbam and the rush in Mitzidus. What's the deal with Medina Rechayka? What's Nishmas in the Medina Rechayka? The Rashbam says that in Medina Rechayka, the Chazok is not Nishmas. Not just the Machot, the Chazok is not Nishmas. And therefore the Taino of Anot Shukri Beroi, the Rashbam says, is that the Taino is, Be'eretz Merchakim, the language of the Rashbam was, Be'eretz Merchakim, Mokim She'en Ashoris Mitzuyis V'lo Yodati, I didn't hear about the Chazok. Point to the Rosh, said, no, Chazok is Nishmas, even the Mokim Rochik, that's not my Taino. My taina is, of course I heard about the chazoka. You heard about the chazoka travels around the world. What doesn't travel is the macho. I could be meich in China, you're not going to know about it. So that's really not nishmas and merochik. So that's my taina, but I wasn't able to be meich. That's the rosh. And the rosh says, k'remuchuk l'kamon, he has a raya from the Gemara later on. What's the raya from the Gemara later on? So mustami means, Taisus says, the raya that Taisus says. It's a, not Taisus, but also Taisus lamed ches. We also had Taisus in the beginning of the tab, I think. If I remember correctly. Yeah. You know, Taisus alludes to it. Taisus, and Chav Chesam at Bay is the first wide line. Taisus also said, V'hod enoket machov, l'enoket chazoka, from where they're talking about machov shalei b'fonov, v'shun de chazoka nishmas tfei, me ha'ado, ha'ado means machov. So where are they coming from? They're coming from the Gemara Daf Lamed Ches. Let's take a look at the Gemara in Lamed Ches. The Gemara says in Daf Lamed Ches, Shalosh Sharotzit L'Chazoka, Yehuda Ve'Yarden V'Hagolu, Ha Yehuda V'Hechzik, V'Golu V'Golu V'Hechzik, Yehuda Ein HaChazoka She'imi B'Din. So it says in the Mishnah that Golu Ve'Yarden, Yehuda, they're different Arotzis. If the Machzik in one and the Rokamas and the other, it's not a good Chazoka. Look at the Gemara, Lamed Ches. My Kasova Tanakam, I Kasova Machoshle B'Fon of Havi Macho. If machoshlei b'fonav is a good macho, so I feel with Yehuda v'gol nami. Because I'm machoshlei b'fonav layavi macho, I feel Yehuda v'yuda nami loy. What's the difference Yehuda and gol? It's all the same medina. The Gemara is assuming it's all the same medina. So the Gemara answers: Omer Abba bar Mamal, Omer Rav la'olam k'sav machoshlei b'fonav havi macho. U'mishnaseinu v'shas cheirim shanu. So v'shas cheirim. So even from Yehuda to gol is already called like it's a medina acheres. U'mayishle Yehuda v'gol nokar. Anyway, so Taisa says, Taisa and Daik in this Gemara. This is what the Rosh meant also. Machosh lay befond of Tema. The Bechol duchte knock at Macho. Vahamayna lay knock at Chazoka shlay befond of Habi Chazoka. How come the Gemara talks about whether Machosh lay befond of is a Macho? Gemara is asking the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Yehuda begol, it's not a good Chazoka. Says the Gemara, why not? If Machosh lay befond of is a Macho, then it should be good. Even Yehuda legol. And if it's machosh lebefonav, it's not a good machosh, so then it shouldn't be good. Even Yehuda v'Yehuda, the Gemara's answer is machosh lebefonav is a good machosh, but Yehuda v'Golul is a shas cherim, and a shas cherim is like is not shoros mitzvahs. The Taisus says, why are we talking about machosh? Talking about chazaka, that's more basic. You know, if it's more kamshen and shoros mitzvahs, then why talk about whether the machosh is nishmas? Talk about lechayr is more fundamental. If he doesn't hear about the chazaka, then about it doesn't get off the ground. Why is Gemara talking about machosh? Says Taisus Yesh Leimer, if he shatam toli b'machol b'loy b'chazoka, she'odem amachzik b'kaosuf b'kakoisuf shel chaveru isle kolu shul chayker v'shoyel al nechosuf. That's what I said before. Aval amachol ein lo kol kol kach she'en amachzik mechazir im leichol ibal akarko. Lefichuch ein chazkosu chazoka she'en yochol ishmoy amachosu d'ma yoyel shemichu. Taisus says, I'm a seis. Chazoka is nishmas l'mei rochik. Because the Marakama is interested to know what's happening if he's selling the truth. If he didn't sell it away, he takes an interest in what's happening in his fields. And if somebody's living in his field, even if he's Beres Merchakim, Mokum Shem Shoresim, so he'll take an interest. So that's Nishmas, even the Merochik. But the Machzik is not necessarily on the lookout. Is somebody being Meichet? Why should he think somebody's being Meichet? Is the Marakama being Meichet? If he bought the field, he bought the field. Why should he think the Marakama is being Meichet? If he's right. So therefore, the issue of Shoras Metzuyas is an issue mitzad the Machol, not mitzad the Chazok. Okay, so Taisa Engel Metzuyas, that's what the Rosh is coming from also. Taisa Mechich from this Gemara, that the issue of Shoras Metzuyas and Eretz Merchakim, all of these issues of Shalei Befonov, it's always an issue of mitzad the Machol, not mitzad the Chazok. Machol Shalei Befonov. Chazoka travels, the news of Chazoka travels around the world at the speed of light. That's not a problem. It's always an issue in Machol. So this is where the Rosh is coming from as well, says the Rosh. It's a muchach in the Gemara that we're only busy with Machosh Shleib Vafonu. We're not worried about Chazok Shleib Vafonu. So Agamar, the time of Shuki Baroi, that I was Beres Mechakim, is the time of Misad, the Machoh, that I wasn't able to be Mechle. It's not a time that I didn't hear the Chazok. The Rashbam is Chaylik. The Rashbam says that it's an issue Misad, the Chazok. Yes, so what does Rashbam do with this Gemara? What does Rashbam do with the Gemara? So why did the Gemara talk about Machoh, not the Gemara and Daflam Ches? Chayr is Ha'or in the Rashbam. Or in the Rashbam. So I think there's two possibilities. Yeah, stay true with the number one. There's a Rashbam in the bottom of Lama Chesem Ralph. It's a Yedi that's G'day to know. The Rashbam in the bottom of Lama Chesem Ralph. 1, 2, 3, just a length, just an expression. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 lines from the bottom. He's talking about a guy's mochim rokai. Bim yimche lo yovei hador ve lo oznav shel machzik she yizor b'shtoroi hilkuch lihav yimacha. So the Shmam is a loshen that the purpose of macha is that he should be nizor b'shtoroi. That's not so poshut. It's not so pashut that the purpose of machoz is that you should be nizir in the shtar. We had it in Holchi Yusha. The Gemara asked in Chavchesim Mebeis in Holchi Yusha, Ela me'ata machoz shalei b'ponav leit tehevi machoz. And the Rashi over there said that just like by a shor mu'ud, you have to be master of the fun of that he should be nisir in the shor. So machosh have to be the fun of that he should be nisir in the shtar. So there, Taka says that the purpose of machosh is that you should be nisir in the shtar. But in that Gemara, we saw Rishonim, the Ramban, the Ran, they explain because according to Holchi Yusha, the chazaka comes from the achil itself, not from the shtikas abayim. The etzem achilu, that's the reyes. So who cares if he was meicher or wasn't meicher? The achil itself is the reis. So what's the whole function of machor? How does machor put a stop to chazoka? It must be because chazoka is a hasrol lishma shtar. But according to the rabbanon, the whole chazoka, according to many rishonim, the whole chazoka is midalei micha. So then machor doesn't have to be hasrol lishma shtar. Machor is just the opposite of chazoka. Chazoka means shtikas abayim, and machor means that I wasn't shaysik. There's no need to see it as a hasrol lishma shtar. And the Ramban of that Membeis, that's where the Ramban's whole side, how he understands Rava, Tlashlanim is Dorinish Bishtar, the whole sheet of the Ramban, that after one Achil, that really right away you have a Midulei Micha, just you have to wait 3 years for Leach Vishtarach, that's where that Ramban is located. The Ramban there speaks at Beferish, he says that Macha, the way Macha works, is that you weren't Shaisik. That's all it is, you weren't Shaisik. Ad Kedekach, the Ramban of the Esakasha, he says, how come Macha has to be, why can't you be Meich in China? Why is Macha Shloi Bafon of? Why do you need a chaver chavrisli? The verse says, "Chamachol shleib b'fanu works." Is there's a chaver chavrisli? What do you need a chaver chavrisli? Even if you were in China, and the guy's never going to hear your macha, but you were meicha, so you were in shaysik. If you were meicha, you were in shaysik. So So what's the problem? Yeah, the amount of this is the test. But kaponim, it's clear in the Ramban. The Ramban holds macha has nothing to do. It holds chiyusha does, but in the chachamim, macha has nothing to do with the hashor l'shmashtoy. Macha is just the opposite of chazaka. Chazaka is midaloy micha. And macha is that I was yes meicha. So if I was meicha, then there's no midaloi micha, and that's how macha breaks the chazok. And in the Rashbam it says not that way. In this Rashbam it says that even according to the Rabbanon, some is going with the Rabbanon presumably. In the Rashbam it says that the macha is a hasra lishma shtar. You have to know why. Why? Because the Rashbam himself, in the same Dibur Hamaschel, says that chazaka works midaloi micha. In that same Dibur. We talked about this, Rashbam. He says that time of the chazaka. The next line, time of the cheskes gimel shon v'kainem ishum dematzi toilei machzik amay loy machisa tep shalish. So Rashbam himself holds chazaka is midulei micha. But if chazaka is midulei micha, then I would have thought, so what does macha do? It's the opposite of midulei micha. Chazaka is midulei micha. Well, if I was micha, then that breaks the midulei micha because I was kain micha. So why do you have to have asher lish mishtar? That needs a yeshiva das. That needs to be. I'm not going to talk about it now, but there is a tension here. If the whole chazok is midle micha, then the way macha works is that you were micha, you were yes micha. Nonetheless, the Rashbam says though the macha has to be hasro lishma shtar, and then I guess the midle micha since you weren't micha and master me lishma shtar. So okay, tzarich bir. Why that plays a role? But I'll kapon. I say state. That's what it says b'famish in Rashbam that macha is a hasrol lishma shtar. So if that's the case, that not only according to Holchi Yusha, but even according to the Rabbanon, the Rashbam holds that macha is a hasrol lishma shtar. So that opens the door. When the Gemara said here lamaches. My kasama tanakama, kasama machosh shaloi b'fan of having machosh. So if you go, kasama machosh shaloi b'fan of loy having machosh, what's the nidin? What's the nidin whether or not machosh shaloi b'fan of is a machosh? What's the sad that you should need machosh b'fan of, and what's the sad that you should not need machosh b'fan of? So Taisus understood that the sad that you should need machosh b'fan of is because maybe there's no chaver chavisli. You won't get the news. Not going to get the bulletin. So you have to, that's the sad that you need machosh b'fan of. The tzad that you don't even have a phone of is because chaver chavrisle and the news travels. Taisus Taka asks, why talk about macha? Talk about chazaka. If the mood, same way we're not. If the news of the macha doesn't travel, then the news of the chazaka didn't travel. Taisus asks the mechalek, the news of chazaka travels more because you're more looking out for it. Lefila Rashbam, maybe that's not the Nidoin. Maybe that's a double poshut by the Gemara over here, that Chava Chava is the Gemara knows. Gemara elsewhere, Chava Chava is the Gemara already knows. We had a Gemara Chav Chesem and Beis, Chava, Gemara knows Chava Chava is the. But the Gemara thinks that maybe there's a Sada that you should need a Macho for a different reason. Because since Macho is the Hasro Lishma Shtoroi, so maybe the Hasro Lishma Shtoroi has to be Befonov. Not because he won't hear about it, but because it's not an effective Hasro if it's not Befonov. And where do we see such a svara already? I'm not making this svara up. Where do we see such a svara? That if machoz hasro lishmo shtoroi, then there's a tzadish that have to be befon him mitzadine hasro. The Gemara Chav Chesem Beis, Rehul Chiyusha. That was the Gemara's kasha. According to the Rashi, Tosfos learned that Gemara differently too. But according to Rashi, that was the Gemara's kasha. Rehul Chiyusha. El le'me'ata machoz le befon him le'tevi machoz. The Rashi says, because just like by Shor HaMu'ud, it's a hasro lishmo shtoroi, so you have to be master befon him. So by machoz also hasro lishma shtori should have to be befonov. So I think the Rashi doesn't mean I think because of chaver chaverisli. Rashi means meitzim midine hasro. It's not mashma rashi. Midine hasro should have to be befonov. So I think that the Rashbam could learn pshat in this Gemara. Ikosom machoz should be befonov havi machoz or loy havi machoz. The Gemara is not talking about chaver chaverisli. Chaver chaverisli. This Gemara knows that this Gemara is going. Maybe there is a chaver chaverisli. But maybe machos special, maybe machos le b'fonov, but etzim is not a machos. Because you have to be master b'fonov. So the Gemara says, you do have to be, so the Gemara's answer is, l'oyle machos le b'fonov, havi machos. You do not need to be machos, you don't need to be meiche in ponim aray. You can be meiche, not in his face. I say, why from Yehuda the goal is the no good? Says more for a different reason, because the news doesn't travel, and if the news doesn't travel, then there's no chaver chaver, then of course it's no good. But that wasn't the Gemara's issue when the Gemara first started talking. Machosh lebonim is it yes a machosh, not a machosh. The Gemara didn't mean misad chaver chaveris. The Gemara meant misad dini hasro. So if that's the case, then the diuk of Taisu and the Rosh disappears. Taisu and the Rosh are medayik in the Gemara. Why is the Gemara talking about machosh not chazaka? If the news of machosh doesn't travel, the news of chazaka doesn't travel. And they have to be mechalak a new metziyah. They have to be mechadish a metziyas a chiluk in metziyas that chazaka travels more than machosh. I think lefi the Rashbam there's no hechrich. The news of Chazaka and the news of Machos travel the same way. So how come this Gemara was talking about Machos Shlei B'Fonov? Why was the Gemara talking about Chazaka Shlei B'Fonov? Because the Gemara was done, the Gemara had a Havamina that maybe you need Machos B'Fonov for a different reason altogether. Not because the news doesn't travel. The news travels, Chavar Chavisle. But the Gemara thought maybe you need Machos B'Fonov because the Machos has to be Hasro B'Fonov. The Gemara says, if it doesn't work, so then you do the Namilah. So therefore, Kochel must be, you don't need a Machos B'Fonov. You don't have to be Master B'Fonov. So what's the difference? You do the goal. Says the Gemara, the difference is mitzad how much is nishma. Well, once the difference is mitzad how much is nishma, then there's taka no difference between chazoka. Then wherever machoz is nishma, chazoka is also nishma, and vice versa. That's the dover echad. Remember, that's enough. Can we make another answer? What the Rashbam does with this Gemara, because that's the mice we have in Machlekes and Metzias. That's your deal. The shita of the Rashbam is that the Metzias, no difference between the speed of Chazok and the speed of Macha. They both travel the same speed. They both travel the same distance. Wherever Macha is Nishmas, Chazok is Nishmas. Wherever Chazok is Nishmas, Macha is Nishmas. There's no difference. Tosis holds. Tosis the Rosh they hold that Chazok is Nishmas everywhere. Only machos not nishmas to mochem rochik. Their diak is from the Gemara. Why isn't we only talk about machos lebefonov? Why isn't it talking about chazok lebefonov? So chazor and the Rashbam. So I'm saying, lefi the Rashbam, it could be a different reason entirely. The Gemara talks about machos lebefonov and machos lebefonov because maybe the Gemara in this, when the Gemara is being done, is machos lebefonov. Yes, a machos, not a machos. The Gemara doesn't mean mitzad the nishmas, whether or not it's nishmas. The Gemara means mitzad dini hasro. Could be another reason also. I'll just say briefly, the Rashbam over here and on the Mishnah Lamaches, and the first very wide line in the Rashbam, or the second very wide line. Aminim beGemara Eretz Yisrael. Amar Rebbe Lezer, afilu shtei achsanias kigun shlumi v'nevuri v'hayardin mafzik bein asayim v'emid v'roya echad mafzik v'sodah shaloi eina chazoka she'imai v'yisair v'yisa medinu. Brings a Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi says that the din of the Mishnah of Hayyavud of Echzik Begolo, that it's not a good, or Beva Yarden, it's not a good chazakah. It's not a good chazakah. It's talking about even if you have two cities, twin cities, that each one is they're just on the other side of the Yarden, like Minneapolis, St. Paul, they're just on the other side, or Slabodka and Kovn, they're just on the other side of the river. And you can see from one to the other. So the guy in Eber Yarden sees that somebody's being massacred in his field in Golo, or he's being massacred in his field in Yehuda. And nonetheless, the Mishnah says that it's no good. So the Mishnah, Yerushalmi says, and the Rashbam is bringing it, Yerushalmi says the din of the Mishnah includes cases where they're in eyesight of each other. Well, in a case where they're in eyesight of each other, then there's no problem with the chazaka being nishmas. The guy sees that somebody's being maxed in his field. So what's the problem? Why is it no good? That's special case is hakocha mitzad the machot. You may be able to see the guy's being maxed in his field, but he has no way to get the machot to travel because it's ancient Yoros Mitzuyas. It's a shas cherem. They're at war with each other. It's like from Russia to Ukraine. How are you going to get the news there? So the Mishnah is including even that special case. So that could be another reason why the Gemara talks about machot. Because we're talking about a case where the chazok of Anis, not nishmas, it's nires. The chazok is nires. So what's the impediment? The impediment is mitzad the macha, like the Gemara. So Yehuda v'Yudanami lo, and so on. So Lefid Rashbam atzmei that he injects the Yerushalmi into the Mishnah. Maybe that's even why the Yerushalmi. Maybe that's even why the Rashbam brought the Yerushalmi into the Mishnah. Why is he telling me this Yerushalmi? I'm not asking a kasha, but maybe he held this negative shach in the Gemara. Why isn't we only talking about macha? Why isn't we not talking about chazok? Because. In a case such as the Yerushalmi describes, you have to say that the reason why it's not a good why the chazaka is no good is not because the chazaka didn't travel, but because the macha didn't travel. Okay. By the way, you should know the Rambam Perkei Aleph Tanya Minitin Halacha Beis holds like the Rashba. That in a Medina Rechaika, the reason why if the Marakama was in Medina Rechaika, it's not a good, it's no good, because the Marakama could say, Lo yodati shezeh mishtamish b'kakoy. I didn't hear about Chazal. So it's Mufush and Ramam, of the Erech L'Rashbam, that the reason that Hoye Vudu Vechzeb Gol is no good, because the Chazal is not Nishma. Could be the Machaz also not Nishmas. But the more pashut to be, the Rambam says the more pashut to be, even the Chazal is not Nishmas. Not like Tosis in the Rosh, that Chazal is Nishmas even the Mokum Rosh. Fine. So now, the Aitaina that I was Mavokim Rochim. So what do you say? So you say that you have Eidim that Kol Tosin Yoimi, that I came into town every 30 days. So I say, Kol Tosin Yoimi B'Shukoy Avi Tavidma. Says the Rashbam, the bottom Rashbam. Going back to Agamah. Limkor Scherosi V'Liknei Sacheres V'Lo Yadati Shata Dar B'Vesi. Going chase the Bais Acher V'Yisa Yir Shoyim Sachsin Shom Kol Lamad Yoim. You must have had a different house, otherwise where do you go home to sleep at night? Okay, so he had another place to stay. V'yesh v'farshim v'shukoy havi teridne v'lehoi l'pnai limchais afal pishi yodati v'eino nira b'einai. Shabbat means v'yesh v'farshim. Shabbat himself holds the time of shukoy b'roi is that I didn't hear about the chazok. I was too busy to hear about the chazok. V'yesh v'farshim say that the time is that I was too busy to hear about, I was too busy to be meicha. Not that I was too busy to be meicha. I was too busy to be meicha. Bipshutai, the machlekes l'chayrush revolves around whether the chazok was nishmas l'meirochay. If you hold like Tosus that the chazok is nishmas l'meirochay, so when he comes back, so now when he came through, but the problem is the machoz not nishmas. So then, what's the time of b'shukoy avitiridna? I didn't hear about the chazok. I was too busy to hear about the chazok. You already knew about the chazaka b'machim rochik. You knew about the chazaka before you came into town. So then you have to learn that b'shukoy avitiridna means like the yesh meparshim that I was too busy to be meicha. If you learn like the rosh that b'mdina rochika I don't even hear about the chazaka, so then you can learn that when I came into town I was too busy to hear about the I didn't even hear about the chazaka. I was too busy. I didn't hear about the chazaka. You don't necessarily have to learn that way. You could learn that when I come into town, I hear about the chazaka, but I'm too busy to be meicha. But you could learn, you know what I'm saying? Lefi the Rashbam, that, and the Rambam for that matter, that the chazaka is not nishmas b'mokim rochik, So then, so then what happens when you come into the shuk? So we can learn two ways. You could learn when I come into the shuk. So then I already do hear about the chazak, but I'm too busy to be meichet. But you don't have to learn that way. And some of the more pashut way to learn is that I was too busy. Even I didn't know about the chazaka before. And then when I came into town, I was busy the whole time, so I didn't hear about the chazaka then either. So I never knew about the chazaka. When I was far away, I didn't know about the chazaka because I was far away. And when I came into town, I didn't know about the chazaka because I was too busy. But the yesh mefarshim learn that b'shukoy avi tiritna means I was too busy to be meichet. I think l'chayra b'pshutai, Taisus and the Rosh, they're going to have to learn like the yesh mefarshim. Taisus and the Rosh hold the chazaka is nishmas and the rochet. So that when the guy was b'shuki baroi, when he was b'medina rechayk, he already knew about the chazaka. That he already knows. So he's coming back into town. So he knows about the chazaka. That's already in his. That's a given. He knows about the chazaka. The only thing that he couldn't do when he was far away was he wasn't able to be meicha. So what's the time of b'shukoyav avetirinu? You have to learn like the yesh mefarshim. B'shukoyav avetirinu means that I was too busy to be meicha. That's how it has to chesmen out. In Rosh, there's a problem. There's a steer in Rosh. The Tzai says this. Because the Rosh holds that the Shchud, that when he was in Medina Rechaika, he did know about the Chazaka, just not about the Mechal. We saw the Rosh already. And yet, the Rosh, when he quotes the Gemara, he quotes the Gemara, So tell the Rosh. The Rosh holds the Chazaka is Nishmas the Merochag. So you know about the Chazaka even within the Rechaika. The problem is you can't be Meicha. So now what happens? You come into town and what's your taina? That I was busy with my Shuk and I didn't know about the Chazaka. What do you mean you didn't know about the Chazaka? You knew about the Chazaka Farois. You knew about the Chazaka before. So what do you mean you're too busy to know about to hear about the Chazaka? You don't need to hear about the Chazaka. The Chazaka you know. You know there's a guy in your field. It's a steer in Rosh. From the beginning of the Rosh to the end of the Rosh. So the Tzai says this. Tzai says a terrorist, but Mamid Dochuk Ma'ay, that the Rosh holds that he can tiny was so busy with the Shuk he forgot. He forgot about the Chazaka. He knew about the Chazaka Makam Rochim. But then he came into town, and he was so busy with the shuk that the chazak went out of his head. That's a dover. It's an appella. That's a taina. Chazak went out of his head. I'll tell you. I'm just thinking now. Maybe this is the emes. Even though it's not a great teretz, but maybe this is the emes. The part about that that's in bold type, and the part about the chazaka being nishmas merochik is in not bold type. What's the pshat? What's this bold type in the rosh? The riff. This is what others chiddush. When the rosh quotes the riff verbatim, they put it in bold type. So at the beginning of the rosh, he's quoting the riff. I mean, he's not arguing the riff. But maybe he quotes the riff verbatim. But maybe in the this Nakudna, maybe the Rosh really would say differently. He quotes the Lashon of the riff. It's not really a terrorist because at the end of the day, if he quotes the Lashon of the riff, he should say, according to me, that's not the shot. Maybe it's not so terrible already. We'll understand that at all. First, he quotes the riff that I didn't know about the Chazaka. So obviously, if you know about the Chazaka, you didn't know about the Chazaka b'mokam rochik either. And that's the Yesh Medayikim Mikan, that Yesh Mevi'im Raya Mikan, that you can, the Murakama has such a taina, and you don't even have to prove that you were b'mokam rochik, because it's a chisor in the Chazaka itself. I didn't hear about the Chazaka. And then the Rosh himself says, Yesh Nira, that the Chazaka is Nishmas, like you see later on in the Gemara, Kiremuchak Lakamon. And therefore, it's only a chisor you weren't able to be meicha. And if it's only you weren't able to be meicha, there are things for Dovah Poshut that it's on the Murakam of Iraya. And yeah, maybe the Rosh leaves it for us to understand that if that's the case, then we have to say not like the Rif before too. That when he was b'mokam rochay, that when he was b'shuk, he was torn in the shuk. The problem wasn't that he wasn't able to be that he didn't know about the chazaka. The problem was that he didn't know about he wasn't able to be meicha. Once it's a quote from the Rif, so maybe we're supposed to understand on our own that the Rif takel like the Rambam, like the Rashbam, that the chazaka is also not nishmas. And based on that, we have the Yesh Mevi'im Raya Mikan, that maybe there's an argument to be made that the Murakamada can tina that was B'shukah Baruah. He doesn't even have to prove it, because he's saying that there was a Chizor in the Etzim Chazaka. Says the Rosh, but I think it's not true. But Nira, the Venerali, he's been chaylik on everything. He's been chaylik on the Yesh Mevi'im Raya Mikan, but Mimela, he's also been chaylik on the Rif. That once you say that the Chazaka is Mishmasta Merochig, then you have to say that the Shikoya Avitaridna is what it means is not that I didn't hear about the Chazaka. You don't have to hear about the Chazaka in the Shuk. You knew about the Chazaka from before. So obviously now it changes. Now the Pshat changes. Now it means that I was too busy to be Meicha. Like the Yesh Mefarsha. I think maybe that's the Ashus. The Tzais is very big.
And how is being busy for these 30 days an excuse for all 3 years?
We'll talk about that. Good question. So, Chayra
the Zahara. The Rif actually has a different gear stuff. The Rif adds something that the Rif doesn't quote.
Oh, we'll see. Yeah. No, I'll figure it out. No, I'll look at mine. Just tell me where it is in there.
Yeah. I mean, it says...
I don't
know if that actually makes a difference.
In,
he doesn't say Yadana, he says
Yadana,
that
Nochis Begobisa. It's on page Mem, I mean. Yeah. By the end of the narrow lines. My voice by Ara. Amali Minochis of Into, Yachaltia Shane Chazoko. Amali, I know Beshuka Baroi Havoi, Vloyadana, the At Nochis Goibisa. And I didn't know you were in my house. So Beferish and Rif, that the Chazok is not Nishmas. Did the Rosh bring that language?
No, he
doesn't. Oh, so it's Beferish and Rif. The Rif holds that the Chazok is Nishmas and Mirochik. Amalei, basically, started called Shosa Veshosa, Osis Lahachin, Tosin Yayim, Avalei Kamachis, Amalei, called Tosin Yayim, Shikai Tarid, Nevalei Yadaino, the Adnochis, Begabe Devesoi. Also, yeah, I think this corroborates what I'm saying. It's Beferish and Rif that the Chazok is not Nishmas and Mirochik. That's the time of Shukri Baroi. So Mele, the Rifle Shitosli says that what's his time about, what about the Shuk, what about when he came into the Shuk? His time is, when I came into the Shuk, I was too busy to hear about the Chazok. So I heard about the Chazok neither when I was far away, nor when I came into town, because I was busy with the Shuk. Yeah, the Rif Slam is one sheet. The Rif is like the Rambam, like the Rashbam. The time that the Chazok and that Nishmas Lerochik, that's what the Rosh originally quoted. That's to say that Rome and the Rosh. And the Rosh said that Yesh Medai can be Khan, that maybe Taka, that Shukri Baroi, you don't have to even prove it, you can just tie that with Shukri Baroi. And the Rosh says nearly that it's not true because the Chazok is Nishmas. The Chazok is Nishmas, like he wants to be Chichlin Bar Daklam Ches. And Mimela, you knew about the Chazok in Mokam Rochik, you just couldn't be Meicha. So first of all, it affects the Rosh thinks that it affects the issue of whether you can tie it, whether you have to prove you are Shukri Baroi, you can just tie it. The Rosh thinks this is the part that we haven't really discussed yet. That the Rosh thinks that it hinges on that issue, and then what we're adding now is that once that's the case that the Rosh is mechadish, that the Rif is wrong, and that the Chazok is nishmasta is nishmasta meirochik, and the Tain of Shukri Baroi is just that I wasn't able to be meicha. So besides the fallout to the issue of the Yesh Medayik Mikan. Who has to prove that he was B'shukah B'roi, but it also affects the Pshat Tovne in B'shukah B'shukah, in what was he busy with in the Shuk? What was he prevented from doing in the Shuk? And now we'll have to say that he wasn't prevented from hearing about the Chazaka, but rather he was prevented from being able to be Meicha al Derech the Yesh Mefarsh. Okay, that's very good. Chayr Zahara. Okay, so 30 days he was busy with the 30 days he was busy with the Shuk. So he didn't hear about the Chazaka according to the Rashbam, or he wasn't able to be, and the Rif, or he was busy with the Shuk and he wasn't able to be Meicha according to the Yesh Mefarshim, and we're learning out the Rosh too. So I don't understand something. Why wasn't, okay, now the Shuk finished. The Shuk finished. So why wasn't he Meicha after the Shuk? Before he left, he should have been Meicha. Bishlam, if you all like the Rashbam and the Rif, that he didn't know about the Chazaka. So he didn't know about the Chazaka. When he was away, he didn't know about the Chazaka. He came into town. He was too busy to hear about the Chazaka. And then he took the first bus out, and so he never had opportunity to know about the Chazaka. Adi was far away. He was busy. Yeah, I guess there were a few minutes after the shul, but that's not a kash, you know. Those few minutes, Mechatesi, he heard about the chazal. But if you hold like the Yesh Mefarshim and like the Rosh, in Ferish and Yesh Mefarshim, then he knows about the chazal. He knows about the chazal. When he was Medina Rechaik, he knew about the chazal. But he could, he was too far away to be Mecha. He came home, but he was too busy to be Mecha. Okay, but now you're not busy anymore. It's finished. The shuk is over. And you know about the chazal. So stick around and be Mecha. Even the Felix says that he wants to learn the Rosh, that he forgets. Okay, he forgot when he was busy, but when he stops being busy, he remembers again. I mean, I assume. So how did he leave? If he knows about the Chazoka, and the problem is just that he's too busy to be Mecha, so, okay, I will excuse you, you don't have to be Mecha during the Shuk. But now the Shuk is over. Where are you running away? Why are you Mecha?
How long does it take to be
mocha?
How busy can you possibly be?
So, Emma says that the Rashbam doesn't like the Yesh Mefarshim. He says, it's Einan Hira Beinai. So, why does he not like the Yesh Mefarshim? So, somebody says, I forget who. The Mefarshim says, I don't remember the second who, that the Rashbam didn't like the Yesh Mefarshim because how long, like you're saying, how long does it take to be mecha? This is Paine, he was too busy to be mecha. Your whole field, you have a big ranch, it depends on your being mecha. You can't take 2 minutes after the mecha. Yeah. Okay, that's maybe samakash and the Yesh Mefarshim. I don't think that's why the Rashbam didn't like the Yesh Mefarshim. I think the Rashbam didn't like the Yesh Mefarshim because of the question that I'm asking. Even if you have an excuse not to be mecha during the shuk, but be mecha after the shuk. Feed the Rashbam himself. It's very good. You don't know, what do you mean after the, you don't know. You didn't know before. You didn't know. You were too far away to hear about it before. You don't know that somebody in your house. So Mela, as soon as the shuk was over, you left. You didn't stick around. But the Rashbam said, but the Rashbam doesn't like the Yesh Mefarshim. The Lefi Yesh Mefarshim, you know about the Chazaka, and now you're home and you could be Mecha. So 30 days, you're too busy to be Mecha. Okay, you're busy handling $1 million deals. You don't have an opportunity to be. You don't have a chance to be Mecha. I mean, Mecha Tesa, maybe the Mecha. We have to assume the shuk is more important to you than the bias. I don't know. Maybe. Depends. If you have a small bias and big deals in the shulk, then I hear maybe it's the other way around. You have little deals in the shulk and you have a big buy and you have a big ranch like Mechatesa. But okay, let's say you're too busy. We'll take it as written. You're too busy to be Mecha. But now it's over. So be Mecha. Why? Where are you going? Where are you running away? Why are you being Mecha? The Chayr it's a taina on the Yesh Mefarshim, and maybe this is the Rashbam's objection to the Yesh Mefarshim.
Doesn't the Ramban hold that these 30 days are happening at the very end of the cycle? So
there's a Nemuki Yosef. And Rabbi Yonah. The Nemuki Yosef and Rabbi Yonah are medayik from our Gemara. They say that they're medayik from the Gemara. They don't say so clearly what their deed is. Let's see the Nemuki Yosef inside. Let's see it. So it's still on page Mem. It's in the first on the first column in the Nemuki Yosef. Lamed Yoimi b'shukoy havit aridno. Lo shachanti sham ela b'bayis acher sheli yotzachti lamed sham im chaberosi b'machem acher shirachalnu b'shutves u'mitoich zeh lo yodati sheyisem machzik tei sheuchalim chais. V'ochi hilchasod ole also le chazoko. This is the part. It's mashma from this Gemara. The ain't tzorich shiyah ma'ara kol ha'sholish b'mokim shiyochel limchais. The Marakama does not have to be all 3 years by Isa Medina. Eladavka b'soif sholish. I feel hoya b'tchila sholish b'mokim aroy limchais. V'loy micho. V'holach b'mokim shiloy ha'yochel limchais. V'y also lezeh chazoka klum. The ain't medaito ha'yoloshev ela sholin is damela. The case in the Chadash Adin. What if the Marakama was Ba'is Medina? He was in town for the first 2 months, 2 years, and 11 months. And the last month, or even the last day, Mustama, he ran away. He went away. Well, I don't know the last day, but Besaif, the end of the third year, he went away to a Medina Rechaik. So Chayr, you'd say, Amadis Yigud Chazoka. He had 2 years and 11 twelfths. He had 2 and 11 twelfths. He had 2 years and 11 months opportunity to be Mecha, and he wasn't Mecha. So Amadis Yigud. That's a riot. So the Mekhi says, no. It's not a raya. The whole time he wasn't meichik because he wasn't yet 3 years. And then when he left, so you can say, well, before he left, he should have been meichik because he knew he was going away. Maybe he thought he's coming back. And he got delayed. So bottom line is, everything depends on the end of the third year. I don't know exactly how much of the end of the third year, you know. If you leave the last hour, I don't think how you're planning to coming back. You know, you took the plane out. How are you going to get back? But within reason. At the end of the 3 years, he left, and there was time for him to leave and to come back, then it's not a good chazak. Because the whole time that he was here, you can't say midolei micha, he wasn't micha, because it wasn't yet 3 years. And when he left, he thought he's going to come back before the end of the 3 years. And now he's been medina rechaika, at the end of the 3 years, medina rechaika, and it's no good. So everything depends on when the bell sounds. At the end of 3 years, is he b'mokam rechaik, then it's not a good chazak. But he says, since we're doing agamar, he says he learns it out from agamar. So it's very not clear. Where did he see it in the Gemara? Where did he see it in the Gemara? In our Gemara, he came back. The guy came back every year he came back. He came back three times. Every year he came back. Where did he say in our Gemara that everything depends on the end of the 3 years? He came back every year, and it doesn't say that the last time was after it was at the end even. Maybe it was in the middle. Like where does it say this? Forget it. If I would read our Gemara, I would say that if not for the fact that he was Torah B'shulk, as long as at one point during the 3 years he was there and able to be meich, it's a good chazaka. That's the simple reading of our Gemara is mashma the other way around. That the Marakam, that the machzik you're saying that I came back every year for 30 days. That means it sounds like I kept coming back. So any one of those coming backs would have been enough reason to make the chazaka valid chazaka. Except that I was Torah B'shulk. Okay, but otherwise, if it was more than 30 days and I wasn't Torah, it wasn't the shulk time. So then it would be a good chazaka. Where does he see in the Gemara this nekuda that everything depends on the last 30 days? Right, they're very not clear this in the case. Halacha, okay, fine. I hear them. I'm not saying the halacha itself is difficult, but where is it sourced in our Gemara? So there's a Beis Yosef. The Beis Yosef in Kufmem Gimel says that this halacha in Mukhi Yosef is alibud. It's like the Yesh Mepharshim in the Rashba. So what does that have to do with the Yesh Mepharshim in the Rashba? So he says the kasha. So I thought the pshat is, and afterwards I saw Takla Nesiva says it, that he means this kasha. He means because that his source is from the kasha that I'm asking. But feed the Yesh Mepharshim, how did he have a right to leave? Bishlam, according to the Rashba himself, that he didn't know about the chazaka. So I understand he left because he didn't know about the chazaka. He was too busy to hear about the chazaka. He left not knowing about the chazaka. No. So I understand the Gemara. But the feeling is, unfortunately, he knows about the chazaka. It's just that during the shul, he's too busy. According to the Yesh Mepharshim that he knows about the chazaka. Even Medina Rechaik knew about the chazaka. Just when he comes home, he's too busy to be meicha. Okay, so I understand why you were too busy to be meicha. But after the shul was finished, you left. Why weren't you meicha before you left? So it should be a valid chazaka. You should have been meicha before you left. Al kochach, that you're always allowed to leave without being meicha because you're planning to come back. And the last shuk was at the end of the last year, and at the end of the shuk you were meicha. That's the case. He was meicha at the end of the shuk of the last year. He was meicha. He came through all, but by then it was too late. It was already 3 years. In other words, that's good for the pshat. That's good for the source for the mukayis of halacha. Kind of very, very nice. The question is a glaring question. He was busy during the shuk. He was busy. He knew about the chazaka. He heard about the chazaka, but he was too busy to be meicha. Okay, but after it's finished, why are you leaving? So why is there a midolei micha from the fact that you left? Al kochok, you have to say that the first two times he didn't have to be meicha because it wasn't yet 3 years. So nechanami, the first time he came in for the shuk, he was busy for 30 days. Afterwards, he knew about the chazaka. He said, big deal, I'm coming back next year. I'll be meicha next year. Same thing happened then. Or maybe he won't even be meicha. Maybe by the time I come back, he'll be out of my field. Anyway, why should I be meicha? The other way, the Mukesh says he's planning to come back. I don't know really why he needs that. He's planning to come back. Let him say he's allowed to leave because he doesn't think the guy's going to stick around. I'm getting... But Akapon, the first year, Nechrami, after the shuk was finished, he should have been meicha. But he didn't have to be meicha because that's the din of the Mukesh. That you're allowed to leave. You're planning to come back. The second year, same story. After the shuk was finished, maybe should have been meicha, but he was planning to come back. The third year, the shuk was always at the end of the year, and the third year, he was taka tored b'shuk for 30 days. That's his time now. He was tored b'shuk for 30 days. And afterwards, he was meicha. Nechanami, he was meicha. But afterwards, the bell ran out. The clock ran out. It was after 3 years already. The shuk was at the end of the 3 years. And that's mamash the case. He was meicha to Rava, but Rava says too late. mean, forget, he was after 3 years. But his taina is, so l'chayra, it's after 3 years. That's it. So it's a good chazaka. Okay, how does it work? At the end of 3 years, the 3 years were over. So the machzik says, I'm sorry, he wins. The machzik says you should have been mechid during the shuk. You say I should have been mechid during the shuk. So I say, no, I was busy. I couldn't have been mechid during the shuk. So what are you going to say? I should have been mechid after the shuk. After the shuk, I was mechid. That's the case. But it's after the 3 years. So it's after the 3 years. So therefore, what I'm saying is correct. I'm saying it wrong. I win. Why do I win? You tied I should have made it during the shuk. So during the shuk, the rabbi says, no, I'm right. Ovid inish, I have a right not to be made during the shuk, I'm tarot. The question is, but why can't you taina to me that I should have? Why can't you taina that had it? Why can't you taina? So I said, I should have. I didn't have to make it during the shuk. So therefore, since I never was able to make it, v'dinu rechayk, I couldn't be make it because I was v'dinu rechayk. During the shuk, I couldn't be make it because I was tarot. So what remains for you to ask? Why wasn't I make it after the shuk? What a shuk? First two times, I left. I thought I'm coming back. So I wasn't meicha because I thought I'm coming back. And the third time, why wasn't I meicha after the third time? I was. Nechaim, that's the case. I was meicha after the third time. But that's already after the 3 years. So, yeah, it's good.
So within those first 2 years, the fact that he was tarred in the shuk is irrelevant. Either way, whether or not he came
home. It comes out the first 2 years were really irrelevant. The fact that he was tarred in the shuk the first 2 years really the ma'ala v'lamayri. Even if the first 2 years he would not have been tarred, it would also not have mattered. The main taina is that you were here at the end. Your taina is that I was home at the end, and I was home at the end, and I should have been meicha, and I was home at the end, and I should have been meicha, because that was at the end. That was the deadline. I should have been meicha. That's your claim. I was there at the deadline, and I should have been meicha. And my answer is that at the deadline, I was too busy to be mecha. So therefore, there's no chazok. The problem is, really not kashim, it's kashim the b'seis. I think this is emes pshat and the b'seis. The Nesiva says this. This is emes pshat and the b'seis. The din of the nemukiyah follows from the yesh mefarshim. If you don't hold like the yesh mefarshim, then there's no source for this din of the nemukiyah. The problem is the nemukiyah himself, the beginning, said, "Lama yom shikoyah v'tavitno, v'loy shachanti sham ela vayis achesh liyay shachti lama nimchaberosim makam achesh shachanu b'shutves u'mitoych zet lo yodati shayisa machzik kidei shulchulim ches." In the case, it says like the Rashbam, he was too busy to hear about the chazaka, not that he was too busy to be mech. So that means in case it holds that he doesn't know about the chazaka, and presumably that he holds like the riff. That he doesn't know about the chazaka, he never knew about the. It's hard to say like the says that he forgot. If he doesn't know about the chazaka now, it means he never knew about the chazaka. He didn't know about the chazaka in Medina Rechaika. He didn't know about the chazaka when he was in the shuk. Well, if he doesn't know about the chazaka, then you lose the whole raya. The whole raya is from the kasha. How did he leave? But if he didn't know about the chazaka, he was allowed to leave. So then, the kasha not a kasha. If the kasha not a kasha in the first place, then you don't have the source for this din of the mukes. Let me go over it again because it's a little bit not complicated, but just. We have here machlekes yishayim. What's the story in this gemara? It's a double machlekes. Is this a gemara about not being able to be meicher, or not being too busy to be meicher, or is it a gemara about too busy to hear about the chazaka? The Rashbam learns that he's too busy, and the chur goes together with the machlekes about what was the medina rechayka. Did he not know about the chazaka, or was he while he was, or it's connected? If you learn that when he was Medina Rechaika, he didn't hear about the Chazaka, like the Rashbam and the Rif, the Rambam, then you could learn that when he came back to the Shuk, he was too busy to hear about the Chazaka also. So he never knew about the Chazaka. Not the Medina Rechaika, not when he came into town. On the other hand, the Rosh learns, Taisus the Rosh, that Chazaka and Nishmas everywhere. So when he was Medina Rechaika, he knew very well about the Chazaka. But he wasn't able to be mechir because the mecha wasn't nishmas mirach. Well, now he came into the shuk. So what's his time about the shuk? So that if Chariat say when he was in the shuk, can't say he didn't know about the chazaka. He was too busy to hear about the chazaka because he knew about the chazaka from before. The Ksai says he forgot. That's very dochen. And the Ksai was mechir. The Ksai says Raya was from the steer in the rush. Well, we saw before it's not a steer in the rush. He starts off presenting the riff, and then he says believe me, you're not like the riff. So let's say we'll say not like this. We won't go with the Ksai, just to keep it simpler. So it's a package deal. If you learn like the Rif, like the Rambam, like the Rashbam, that when he was far away he didn't know about the Chazaka, then you can learn the Gemara Kipshutai, that when he came home he was Torah B'shuk, and he again didn't hear about the Chazaka. In which case, there's no problem, after the Shuk was finished, how did he leave? Of course he left, why shouldn't he leave? He doesn't know about the Chazaka, he doesn't know somebody's in his... when he was far away he didn't hear about the Chazaka, when he was busy with the Shuk he didn't hear about the Chazaka. So he doesn't know about the Chazaka, so he takes the first bus out and finished. Gets back home and he doesn't hear about the chazaka. He remains the whole time in ignorance of the chazaka. So very good. The Gemara is gishmak, kipshutay, and there's no diukum over here. There's nothing. The Gemara is great. But the Rosh learns, b'yesh mefarshim, that this guy knows about the chazaka full well. He knew about the chazaka already from the dinner rechik, because chazaka is nishmas everywhere. So he knows about the chazaka even before he came into town. Allah has kama b'chama, when he's in town, he knows about the chazaka. So what's the taina that he's tarred b'shuk? The taina is that he couldn't be meicha. When he was Medina Rechaik, he couldn't be Meicha because nobody would hear the Macha. But then when he got into town, he was so busy with his million-dollar deals, so he couldn't be Meicha. So he was never able to be Meicha. That's his time. He wasn't able to be Meicha. If that's the case, then there's a glaring question. There's a glaring question. But when the Shuk was finished, how did he leave? What gave him a right to leave? And if he left without being Meicha, then that itself is the Midulei Micha. So there should be a Chazaka right there. Could be that's why the Rashbam doesn't like the Yesh Mepharshim Shat. What do you have to answer? What do you have to answer for the Yesh Mepharshim? You have to answer that the first two times he was allowed to leave. You can't say why wasn't he made for the first two times. The first two times, after the Shuk, even though he knew about the Chazak all along, and he wasn't busy anymore, he was allowed to leave because he was planning to come back. As long as you're planning to come back, you're not mechuyav to be made. The third time the Shuk was at the end of the year. So therefore, So the fact that he wasn't Meicha after the Shuk isn't a riot to anything. But can't, right after the Shuk, he was Meicha. Maybe that's the case is, he was Meicha. He came to Rav and he was Meicha. That's the case in the world. Right after the Shuk was at the end of the year, and right after the Shuk, he was Meicha. But already then it's after 3 years. So it doesn't help. The machon that he does at the end of the after the shuk the last time doesn't help. It's already outside of the 3 years. So nechrami was meicha. That was the last shuk went to the end of the year. That's basically what we're saying. The last shuk went to the end of the year. So therefore he was too busy to be meicha. The first two times after the shuk he wasn't meicha because he was planning to come back, and the last shuk he wasn't meicha because the shuk went to the end of the year. So that's why he wasn't meicha. That's what we have to answer on behalf of the Yesh Mepharshim. If that's the case, then you see a chiddush din. That the first two times, even though he knew about the chazaka, and he left, there's no midulei micha, because since he left planning to come back, maybe next year for the shuk, since he left planning to come back, he wasn't mechuyav to be meicha. So mizeh, we could learn out of chiddush din, that even if a guy's in town, and he leaves without being meicha, there's no chazaka, because since he was planning to come back, there's no midulei micha. So, and that's the mukayesus halacha. And the mukayesus says he sees it in the Gemara. Where did he see it in the Gemara? Because it's says the Beis Yosef, because he's going like the Yesh Mepharshim. Beis Yosef means because the Yesh Mepharshim, this din is taka muchach. This din is muchach. Otherwise, it makes no sense. Why did he leave after the last? Why did he leave after the first two shuks? Why did he leave? Maybe the last shuk was at the end of the year, but the first two shuks, when the shuk was finished, how did he have a right to leave? He knew about the chazaka. How did he have a right to leave? He wasn't tired anymore. Al kochuk, he had a right to leave because he was planning to come back. So that's the source for the din of the new Yosef. But it's only a source if you go like the Yesh Mepharshim. Then you have this. Then you see this. If you hold like the Rashbam, like the Rif, like the Rambam, you don't see that. There's no. Maybe then it's true anyway. But there's no source in the Gemara for this halacha. Why did he leave after the first two shuks? According to them, he left after the first two shuks because he didn't know about the chazaka. But a guy who lives here and knows about the chazaka and leaves, so maybe nechrami. Maybe that generates. Maybe that is a good chazaka. He should have been meichem before he left. The problem is, it's very good. The only problem is that the Nebuchadnezzar himself, who says that this halacha is mukach in the Gemara, which makes it sound like he holds like the Yesh Mefarshim, and in fact the Beis Yosef says beferish that he's going like the Yesh Mefarshim, because it's only in the Yesh Mefarshim that you see this halacha. He himself happens to hold not like the Yesh Mefarshim, that he was busy with the Shukah and he didn't hear about the Chazaka. Unless he means he was busy and he forgot. All right, well, if you say I like the Chazaka, then it's good, but that's very rough.
We're saying that the Rosh is like the Yesh Mefarshim, and the Rosh says he was Mocha, he just wasn't Nishmas. Is that different than Lucas, who's saying he doesn't even need to be Mocha?
Who says he was, the Rosh says he was Mocha and he wasn't Nishmas, not in the Shukah?
Doesn't the Rosh say initially that he was Mocha, that was a Nishmas? Not that he was, didn't need to be Mocha at all?
He says, "B'dini Rechayki is not meicher because the chamachah is not nishmas." He doesn't say what was during the shuk. I think he learns like the Yeshiva Farshim. During the shuk, he wasn't meicher because he was busy.
Have you ever said Shalois Machos or Nishmas in Bayavokha or Dr. Nimbal Machos? Thinking he would have been Mocha because if he was Mocha, he would have been heard?
That's been Dinu Rechaiko.
Right, but isn't Ruby saying that he even thought that Dinu Rechaiko doesn't need to be Mocha because it was his time? So that the whole, like, board of, like, that,
yeah.
Everything's totally on the end of the 3 years. And until that point, he doesn't need to be Mocha because he still has time to be Mocha, and then he comes back to Shuk, he gets tired, and then the 3 years are up.
What do you see in the Rosh?
So in the Rosh sounds like you can't just wait, but he's not. But they're not going to hear him. The saying so, is that
he's explaining why when you're Medina Rechayka, the Chazak is not a good Chazak. Why be Medina Rechayka? It's time the original time of Bishuki Barai Havai. I was Bishuki Barai. So he says that what's the time of Shuki Barai that I couldn't be Mecher? Not that I didn't hear about the Chazak. It's connected to the Yesh Medayka Mikan. He thinks if Shukei Barai meant I was Medina Rechayka and I didn't even hear about the Chazaka, so that would be on you to prove. Because that would be a chesaron in the Chazaka itself. But he said, no, I hear about the Chazaka, so the Chazaka is a good Chazaka. My time is I wasn't able to be Mecher. That's why it's not a good Chazaka. So that's already, that's on me to prove. That's all he's talking about. He's just talking about why Medina Rechayka is it not a good Chazaka. He says, it's not because I don't hear about the Chazaka. I hear about the Chazaka Medina Rechayka. But I'm not. It's not a good chazaka because I'm not able to be meicher while I'm in the nevechayk. I don't see where you see anything here that relates to the nevechayk.
I'm saying it's not. I'm just saying we're saying that we're putting the rush like in the Yishma Parshan.
Right.
But we're also putting the Yosef like in the Parshan. But the reason for why he wasn't mocha is different. I'm saying does that not matter? I'm saying.
The Rosh told me why he wasn't Meichel when he was Medina Rechaika.
Right.
The Rukes told me why he wasn't Meichel while he was Bishuk.
I was saying that he's also pointing out that didn't we build up the whole case for the 3 years that he wasn't Mocha the whole time because he doesn't need to be? And then the last 3 days he got the Shuk and that's why he wasn't Mocha in the end. But his whole point was that.
The Rukes is Mechadish that even if he was Medina, even if he was Ba'is Medina, he's not Mechuyev to be Meichel till the end. Even if he was Ba'is Medina, and he left without being Meicher, he could say, I was planning to come back. And since you were planning to come back, you're not Mechuyev to Meicher till the end. I don't see in the Rosh any different than that. I don't see why you see in the Rosh others.
Yeah. Shouldn't we be able to ask that when he comes in that third year, before he starts work for 30 days, he should be mocha right then and there, and if we're going to answer to that he needs to start right away, doesn't have any time, he needs to start right away. So then we should be able to say also, at the end of the 30 days, right when he finishes the 30 days, the last bus out is going, and he has to leave. So in which case, it doesn't need to be the last month either. It could be any month in that third year.
Yeah, but that's when he came to Taisa. He finished the shuk. That was he needed to run to catch the plane. I mean, it could be such a case, but that's the mechatesa. That's the case.
Same way how we're assuming that
the same way when he arrived, the shuk started right away. Maybe came in the middle of the shuk. Shuk already started. Same with kimta. What are we going to gain with this kimta?
Doesn't have to be the last month of the year. Then doesn't have to be right when the 3 years are over. It'd be any month.
See, I think the revach is the other way around. Because we want to explain where the Mikesh of got his halacha from. Yeah, if you want to say that the Yesh Mefarshim not tied to the Nimuk Yosef, we could say, well, maybe the answer for the Yesh Mefarshim is that he right after the Shulki had to leave. It's a little bit dochy, but maybe right after the Shulki had to leave. But I think the size of fact, I think it's a little bit dochy, but it's better not to say that way because now I have a source for the Nimuk Yosef. Mekesef says it's. The Beisais is very strong. The Nimuk Yosef says it's muchach in the sugya, this halacha, that we only care about the end. The fact that if you were here and you left without being meicha, we don't care. You get a free pass. What matters is at the end of the 3 years. If you left at the end of the 3 years, so then it's not a. If you were here, you were here for 2 years and you left. It's not a good chazok. Because when you left, you thought you're coming back. And then when you were away, you were not able to mech because you were b'dinei rechayko. So all that matters, when is being b'medina? So if you, being ba'isa medina only creates the chazoka if you're ba'isa medina at the end. The first, you could be ba'isa medina the first 2 years. No, that's a given. You have to be ba'isa medina to make a chazoka. But when do you have to be ba'isa medina to make a chazoka? So you could have said, Amole din Mukesef. If at any point during the 3 years you're Baisa Medina and you're not tired of the Shuk, so then Shana generates a Chazoka. Forget, that's the fastest in the city. If at any point you came in and you were able to be Mecha and you didn't, so that would be enough to make a Chazoka. Unless you can die now as tired of the Shuk. And Mukesef says, no, it's Mukhach in the Gemara that we only care about, that the being here in the middle does not create a Chazoka. What creates a Chazoka is being here at the end. We didn't see it in the Gemara. Where's the Mokka from the Gemara?
The din is that a person is tarred for 30 days in the Shuk, right? To the point that the Rambam says that if he's there for 31 days, so we don't believe. So it's a.
Right.
So if the guy already knows about the fact that there's someone there, he knows he has to be in Mocha, he knows he's coming in for a 30-day work trip, why does he have to come in a day early and be Mocha? Or?
Yeah, maybe that's part of the deal. That Kosa put all that into my question. And all of that goes into the Mekesef's deal. You know, when he came in for 30 days, he was told he couldn't be Mecha for 30 days. Okay, be Mecha before, be Mecha afterwards. The answer is, the first 2 years, you didn't have to be Mecha, you were coming back. And the third year, the Shuk was at the end. Like you came in, the Shuk started right away. And by the time the Shuk finished, the 3 years were up. So, and you were Mecha right away. So, there's never a point that we can.
Should come in a day early.
So therefore, there's never a chazaka. No, that's really not. I mean, that's not the one. You should come in a day early. Okay, that will look. There was no day early. When he came, there was already a shuk. He comes into the shuk. The question is more, let him stick around afterwards. Yeah, so the end of that. So and bottom line, we're left with the problem in Mukyas. Because everything is good, the Beis is good and everything, but in a way, it's not my problem. It's my problem too. But it's the Beis Yosef's problem. The Beis Yosef says beferish that the din of the Mekesef is only according to the Yesh Mefarshim. So how could that be? The Mekesef himself says that he's tired b'shuk and he's too tired to be. He's so tired that he didn't hear about the chazaka, not that he's not able to be mecha. Sounds beferish Mekesef like the riff. Yeah, I don't know what to do.
I think
the Yosef
sounds like
you
didn't have to find a guy.
Do you know what?
Right.
Sounds
like you just ran out of.
No, he's talking about a regular guy, not a shuk guy. A regular guy leaves, it's not a good. It's somebody was here, and after 2 years he left. So we don't say, well, why did he leave without being mecha? You say he left planning to come back before the end of the 3 years, and it wasn't didn't work out. And that's the case. The first two shuks, that's where I think he got it from. The first two shuks, why did he leave? The 3 years weren't over, so why did he leave without being meicha? After the first shuk, he should have been meicha. After the second shuk, he should have been meicha. Can't ask why he wasn't meicha after the third shuk. After the third shuk was at the end of the 3 years, but why was he meicha after the first two shuks? The answer is because he was planning to come back. So from here you see a chiddush din that as long as a person is planning to come back, he's not mechuyev to be mecha before he leaves. So And Mela comes out halacha that if you hear but you leave, it's not a good chazak. Alts fine and well, it's all good, except that in the case of himself seems to learn not the like the riff. One last thing that I want to talk about, I'm not going to talk about it today, and I'm not sure if I'll talk about it tomorrow, just leave it to you to think about, is what's this plea that the Rosh makes, that he says that if the issue of being in the Nirechaika was that I don't even hear the Chazokah, so then the Yeshir Otsu Ladaik would be correct, that you have to prove that I was Bais Medina. The burden of proof, was I Bishuki Baroy or not, would be on you. But since in fact the Rosh holds it's muchach in the world amechas, that chazaka is nishmas everywhere. And when I'm in Medina Rechaika, I hear the chazaka, it's just that I'm not able to be meicha, that's why the chazaka doesn't work. So then it's really on me to prove. So the question is, number one, just in lumdus, what's the tliya? And number two, it's worth pointing out, that the Ramban Ben Yoyna befeirish chaylik on this, because the Ramban Ben Yoyna in the sugi of Shchuni Gavoy, which they learn means I was b'medina rechayka, like Shuki Baroi, I was b'medina rechayka, and they say b'feirush, and we pass in like a Nachman, at least they pass in like a Nachman, Yishmael Foshim pass in like Rava, but most of Rishonim pass in like a Nachman, that Zil Barach Hiloscha, and they say b'feirush, that it's true, Zil Barach Hiloscha, there's a tain of Shchuni Gavoi, either because I don't hear the chazaka, or because even if I heard the chazaka, but I wasn't able to be meich. But they speak at beferish that it doesn't make a difference. Either way, the halacha is like a nacham that's zil barach hiloscha. They don't think that they just say that in passing by, like they say it for a davar pashut. So that's maybe worth thinking about what's the nekudas hamachlekes, what's the star of the rosh to be mechalik, and why the Ramban Rabbein Yehuda are not mechalik. Maybe it has to do with the machlokes. What's the nature of chazaka? Is it midle micha, or we know the Rosh Hashit like the Ramban Ben Yehuda, or is chazaka based on takana? The Rosh Hashit, Taisa Rosh Perishin, is that it's a takana? Two takana. Takana tayv is a machzik. Takana tayv is a marakama. Tiknu kenegda. So maybe it's totally in that. And that I'm leaving you to think about. I'm not sure that I'm going to talk about that this year. I really want to go on to the next sugya. Before we do the next sugya, as a hakdama to the next sugya, I want to talk about the Gemara Mem'alef and Mem'beis about Darbo Chad Yayma that we talked about at the beginning of the parak. Talk about that first, I think, and then we'll do the next sugya. Next sugya has a lot of things going on.